If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Hey guys, today I am here with Meg Goodman. She's the owner of Flint Rock. And I got to talk to her because she's in charge of production for Bernina. So you guys might have already seen her on the YouTube channel and the podcast. But today I'm really excited because we're going to talk about her business, her story, how she got into creative. You'll notice that she has this very amazing, sexy voice. You guys notice that? So I want her to talk about, because she was in broadcasting before, about what she's done, how she's done it. Meg, thanks so much for being on with me today.
Karina, I am really excited about joining you. You were a guest on our podcast, So-and-So, and I am delighted to be joining you on yours. So thank you so much.
Oh, this is so fun. Okay, Meg, let's just go to the very beginning. Maybe not the very, very beginning, but pretty far into the beginning. Like, Sure. How did you end up here doing production work basically for podcasts? Because you guys do a lot of podcasts, including the Bernina So-and-So podcast.
We do. And you know, it was life taking me where I needed to go. I started at 13. Now you might say, you know, how can you, podcasts did not exist when I was 13. It was all radio. And I was fortunate enough to go to a high school that had a radio station. Now we broadcast, you know, low wattage. I think I lived a quarter of a mile from the school so my mother could listen. We broadcast to the cafeteria, but by gosh, we broadcast. And I always loved music as a kid, current music, you know, pop, rock. And I just thought it was the bomb. So I did this all through high school. I went to college for radio. I interned in Chicago. I worked professionally in Peoria, Illinois. And while I was going to grad school, I worked at a radio station. And honestly, I kind of got homesick. I wanted to come home. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, but as people know in radio, the distance between any town and a major market is quite long. So I was not going to come from Peoria and work in Chicago. So I left radio and I came home and I did some voiceovers and things for TV and went a whole different direction. I got into advertising. I worked at ad agencies, so I could still kind of feel the vibe. And I learned so much and worked for amazing clients. And really, my whole career got paid to learn, which was awesome. And then we're going to fast forward. My last stint at an ad agency, I ran one in Chicago, and I had kind of reached my goal, that was always my dream, was to run an ad agency in Chicago. And then COVID hit and I started working from home and I no longer had to commute 3 hours every day. And I said, I have a life. I can work out and I know my neighbors and, you know, it just, and I was thinking of retiring at that point. Anyhow, this just kind of fast tracked it. I left my job and I knew some people at Bernina and we were just kind of brainstorming one day and they knew that I had done a podcast at my agency and they said, well, you know, maybe we should develop one for us. And the rest is history. Now, let me tell you a quick story about how we came onto what we do at So-and-So. I truly believe that life takes you where you need to go. You just need to listen. And luckily this night I listened, I was at a friend's for dinner. And my friend was talking about her sister who was a quilter and had come out publicly at one point and said that she had breast cancer. And she told her community and everybody sent her pieces of fabric so she could quilt. And that was kind of her healing therapy. And I thought, what a wonderful story. I bet there are other stories like that out there. So I pitched the concept to Bernina. And let me tell you what, there are more stories than I will be able to tell in my lifetime. And as you know, So-and-So is a podcast about people who sew and quilt. And it's not about the technical part of it, but it's about their dreams and their stories and their life experiences. And thanks to life whispering in my ear that night saying, there's something here. That's how we got to this. That's a long answer to your question.
But it's an amazing answer because since I have been on the podcast, I understand that you guys really dig into people's stories, which I really love. And hearing, I had heard you talk about this woman who had gotten breast cancer before, and she was getting all of these pieces of fabric. I just think that's such a lovely way to start a podcast.
You know, I have had people on who have talked about experiencing homelessness or abusive relationships or addiction issues or family issues. And the beauty of the whole thing is while sewing and quilting are the commonality that we share on this podcast, there are stories that transcend that. And my hope is that somebody listening, there might be one person that somebody's story helps or lifts up, or somebody says, hey, I went through that also. And what's great is every one of our guests gives an opportunity for our listeners to contact them. So, you know, I don't follow up on that, but I'm hoping maybe there was somebody who reached out whose life is better because they heard stories.
Yeah, so amazing. So tell me this. I know you do the So and So podcast. What other podcasts can you talk about that? What other podcasts do you guys produce, or what pieces you are part of?
Sure. So several of them we white label for clients, and what they will do all the production, that they'll do all the talking and the interviewing, and then we take them from there and we make them sound good. But a couple that I can talk about, there's a woman called Charnel Weathersby, who is a coach and works with women from a Christian point of view. And she, her podcast is called Ready for What's Next. And she talks about just life and how to get through things and how to be a better version of yourself. One of our newest podcasts, which is really exciting to me, it's called The Local. Now, I live in West Suburban Chicago, and this is produced by a wealth management company and the Chamber of Commerce in the city of Wheaton, Illinois. And what we do is we do all of the production. They do all the interviewing and bring in the guests, but they bring in people like the mayor, the fire chief, the guy that owns the roofing company, the head librarian, a judge, and they all tell their stories of the community. And what is so cool is you think, well, you know, I don't know how this is going to evolve. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like the So-and-So podcast. It's everybody has a story, and they bring up things. And I grew up right next to this community, and I didn't know this stuff. But they bring up things about the community that the tagline of the show is, I never knew. And, you know, it's like looking with a flashlight in the dark corners of the community, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that. And I just love stories that reveal something that you feel smarter or better. And those are three of our marquee. Now, we have several under development right now. And we're also going to be traveling quite a bit to do a few podcasts on location. So we're super proud of what we can do, whether I host it or my executive producer. I will tell you one thing we have under development for our company is a podcast on motorcycles, because we are avid motorcycle riders. And it's cheap therapy. You get on a motorcycle and you can't think of anything else but what you're doing in the moment. But it was our dream to do this. Again, through fate, we were connected to a gentleman named Matthew Miles, who wrote for Cycle World for 30 years. And he loved our concept. So he is partnering with us, and we'll be doing interviews of people's stories of their adventures on motorcycles. And then we'll be actually taking trips where we do live documentaries on what our trips are like, because motorcycling can be for for anyone. And this is kind of our passion project. So
oh my
we're
gosh,
pretty excited that about
that. That is so incredibly cool. Do you think that what you do now is really influenced by all the ad agency stuff you did?
You know, in a way, yes. It's taught me to listen better. Because when I worked at ad agencies, I was in client service. That's how I came up. And to those of, who are watching us, who know ad agencies, when you're in client service, you kind of are the representative between your company and the client. And you really need to listen. And what you hear might not be what's really going on. So it really taught me to ask what I call the next question. And that has really helped how I can talk to guests and really understand the bigger picture and what does what they're saying mean. My other big influence is Terry Gross, who does Fresh Air. When I grow up, I want to be Terry Gross.
Don't we all?
Oh my gosh. And I could just listen to her just back to back for days. So that's a great question. So those are two very good, important influences on what I do.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You said you were retiring or you're thinking about retirement and it does not sound like you're retired, Meg.
I failed. My family and people I go to church with, there's a group of us about the same age. They all retired. They're doing it. And, you know, my family and friends will say, you know, how's that retirement going? I'll say, I am not retired anymore. But, you know, Karina, the beauty of it is I love what I'm doing. You know, I get up every morning and I look forward to it. And I'm using the things I learned at 13 and the things I learned, you know, 13 weeks ago. And, you know, I feel very blessed that life has just given me this opportunity to do what I do. And, you know, bring people's stories to people.
Yeah. It does sound like you're getting also to do all these passion projects, like the motorcycling mm-hmm. podcast. That feels fun. That sounds really, really fun. So tell me this. So you actually host the So-and-So podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you host anything else or are you mostly doing the white labeling stuff?
So we have three podcasts in development right now that I will be hosting. Okay. And those will be coming out in the middle of the year. The other ones, I really coach the people who host. As you know, there's an art to it. It's not, you can learn it, but you can't just turn on a camera or a microphone and do it. And so I coach a lot of the people who we produce podcasts for. And the beauty of it is I see how they blossom in what they're doing. And you can see when something I taught them kind of the light bulb goes on because they'll do it in the podcast. And then they'll come back to me and they'll say, did you hear I did? And it's just, it's wonderful because now I'm leaving a class of people behind me who know how to do this. And one of the philosophies of our company is we are totally transparent about what we do, how we do it. When we work with our clients, you know, our value proposition is we'll do as much or as little as you want. And if you want to do it yourself, we'll teach you how to do it. And, you know, I always say to them, I like my boss. My boss lets me do anything I want. And they're like, well, you're the boss. And I say, yeah. So that works.
That's how that works out so nicely that my boss lets me do whatever that I want.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my gosh. So good. So I would love to send people to you, but I'm not even sure where. Do you have a website that people can go check out? Or, I mean, maybe we just like all the podcasts that you can go listen to Meg on. Meg, tell people how they can connect with you.
Sure. Well, I'd love them to listen to the So-and-So podcast because that is really our marquee. It's what got us into what we're doing now. Certainly your podcast, as I mentioned to you, is exceptional. And we have myriad guests on there that people can just hear stories from everywhere. And that website is sewandso podcast.com. I would love to hear from people who have experienced our conversation today, and they can just email me at megoodman@theflintrock.com and tell me that you know they heard this conversation. And then our website is theflintrock.com.
Awesome. Amazing. We're going to put those links into the show notes for you guys so that you guys can see both on the YouTube channel and on podcast. Meg, thanks.
We're also on Instagram. I forgot to say that.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Instagram's always, because a lot of times I know people won't reach out via email, but they'll go follow you on Instagram.
And message me on Instagram. And we always post a lot of our shows and kind of behind the scenes picture of my team and I doing some of the work that we do. So please, you know, look us up there too.
Okay. What is it on Instagram?
Flintrock LLC.
Flintrock LLC, you guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll try to also put that into the show notes for you guys as well. So you can go check out Meg and what they're up to, which is so fun. I love seeing this podcast, basically a podcast agency at this point, mm-hmm. doing so many cool things. But what I find really fascinating is that you're the host of some of these shows, and then you're building out kind of passion projects and making them happen as well, which is really, it's so fascinating to watch. I love seeing how creative companies kind of it evolve, really. Like, you never intend, I think, I know this happens to me. Right. You start somewhere and it's like, oh, I ended up way over here and I had no idea I was going to be way over here.
Yeah, you totally understand that. And we have monthly meetings, we do annual plannings, and we see how we evolved, and we learn every time we work with somebody, or somebody comes up with an idea, or someone will come to us and say, can you do so-and-so? And we go, sure. And then we say, how are we going to do that? but to your point, we learn every day, and the ideas, it's almost a fire hose of ideas, and we have to pick and choose the things that we can do.
Yeah, the editing of opportunities. It's always Indeed. So hard. Always Indeed. So hard. Well, thank you so much, Meg, for being here. I'm like you guys, I hope you got so much from this interview. I think the biggest takeaway I get from Meg is that it doesn't matter what your age, you can start something new. You can do something amazing with your life. And maybe you don't want to retire. Maybe you want to keep going. My husband Karina. Always laughs because he's like, what are you going to do in retirement, Karina? I'm like, apparently what Meg's doing, just keep going.
Just say, what's retirement? I'm not sure I know what that is. But it has been my pleasure to join you today. Thank you so much for asking me to.
So happy to have you here. Okay, guys, check out the show notes and we'll see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.